I'm Charlie Weber, and just about a year ago, I received my undergraduate degree. And for just one quick second, I want to take a trip down that particular block of memory lane. Around graduation time, I remember feeling very happy and very relieved that my schooling is over forever. Something that I had been doing every year since I was 3 was now finally over and done with at 22. I just wanted to do nothing for a while, and my furthest plans only stretched into midsummer when I knew my lease would run out and I would have to move back home with my parents. Now here I am, a year later, unemployed, but I am confident that it will all work out and that I am indeed on the right track. This could have something to do with many people telling me that it will indeed all work out. It's vague, but comforting. However, at the same time, I of course fear that it won't all work out. So for this story, I wanted to seek out an honest account of where some other people who graduated 1 year ago are, and I just happen to know a few experts on the topic. With the goal of seeing if they are on the right track and happy with where they are career-wise, I picked up the phone and made a few calls to 3 friends all in the same situation. Which is that they all have now been out of school for a year. The first call is from Paige. She is currently pursuing a master's in education. Here's Paige.
Well, I would say that I think I'm on the right track. Right now, I am at Rhode Island College pursuing a master's in teaching to be a secondary social studies teacher. I've got about 2 more years left in school. A lot of people that I went to school with, they majored in education, so they were able to just get teaching jobs right off the bat. Now, at first, I was kind of disappointed that I didn't do that, especially in today's age with Facebook, you know, you pretty much are very much aware of what everybody is doing, and it kind of creates this environment where you feel a lot of competition with people, like, or more just like with yourself, because you're like, oh, this person has a job, like, I don't. But when I got into my master's program, a lot of professors told me that it was good that I didn't major in education. Because a lot of schools now want to hire people who majored in the content area that they're going to be teaching. A lot of people have to go back to school for their master's anyways, so me being able to do it now before I get a job, I think is the right thing to do. So I'm pretty hopeful for the future.
No, not happy.
This is Eric. Eric graduated from a creative writing program, and he's currently living in Brooklyn, writing the occasional research paper for a company. That company then sells those research papers to college students who would rather pay for a paper than to write their own. Here's Eric.
I think it could be better. New York is driving me crazy because I'm not making the most of it. I don't have good money flowing in. Oh, you know what actually I thought I'd be doing is moving to Ireland. I really did. After I came back from Ireland, I was like, I want to move to Ireland and I'll play some music or something and I'll find some work there doing writing. But at the same time, just like working at a bar trying to find my way. And then I didn't fall through on it. Like I said, I was exhausted when I graduated. Which, you know, that's funny. I asked a professor of mine when I graduated. I'm like, what are people supposed to do when they graduate? Because, like, I'm already pretty tired. She's like, yeah, that's what happens. You get tired. You take 2 months and you chill. And then you got to get back into it. And that happened to take a year. And that's the thing. Like, it starts to itch you. Like, at first you're like, it's a huge sigh of relief. Like, I'm done. And it's like, it's kind of like a, what do they call that? Bittersweet moment of graduating, that it's pretty awesome you graduate and you're done, but also incredible fear and up in the air, and just also misdirection or undirected lack of enthusiasm. You're left with a lack of enthusiasm and nowhere to put what little you have.
Lastly, we have Forrest. Forrest received his undergraduate degree in graphic design and is currently working his day job at a high-end Vermont grocery store, making delicious sandwiches. Here's Forrest.
So, So at the moment, I'm not very interested in pursuing my degree. Basically, after school, I kind of started feeling really burnt out on my whole field of study. But it's not even like college like broke my spirit. Like, I had a lot of professors who were really supportive of what I was doing. But it just I don't know, just kind of the reality of being a graphic designer is just not that cool to me. For me, yeah, I guess for me, design feels a little more like a private passion. And looking at the reality of being a graphic designer, stuff like branding guidelines and creating corporate identities and like visual language for companies that I don't really give a fuck about. It's just not how I feel comfortable expressing myself necessarily, and it's just, I find it incredibly demotivating, and I feel like I can't really do good work in that respect. And right now my day job is just a day job. Like, I do it for 8 hours, 5 days a week, and I like having that, because pretty much all through school I was so focused on designing that I stopped doing a lot of things I was into. Like, I hadn't really played music much for about 3 years, and now I'm playing music a lot. I don't know, and it's kind of weird now that a lot of my friends are getting jobs. Maybe for me, art and design and photography and everything that kind of goes into my graphic design output is a hobby. I don't know, maybe I'm just a crybaby because I don't want to, like, do someone else's grunt work, but I don't know if it's just lost passion or boredom or just maybe even just general depression, but like it's become kind of like the last thing I want to do.
When colleges are trying to get us to buy into their programs with their brochures of students reading outside during the most beautiful day of the year, it seems that they are promising you that when you get their degree, you'll be employed right out of school and happier than ever. And when senior year comes around, it is easy to fall into the way of thinking that one's schooling alone will make everything all work out. Most of the time, a degree alone will not make everything all work out, but it will help. Postgrad life is a more personal journey than college life. We are not grouped together with many people pursuing the same goal by means of the same curriculum. In postgrad life, we must now create our own curriculum. And I guess that we are now supposed to be equipped with the tools to do so.